אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam in the preface, introduction to the book from the mouth of a sage. It's Kabbalah for the Student, page 45. Send your questions to kab.co.il. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Kabbalah for the Student, page 485. The paragraph starting with "You can therefore see." You can therefore see the utter necessity for anyone from Israel, whoever he may be, to engage in the internality of the Torah and in its secrets. Without it, the intention of creation will not be completed in him.
Meaning, a person was created in order to correct his nature, and gradually, while he corrects his nature, he advances to the Creator. That this advancement isn't an advancement on some kind of road, but it's advancement through equivalence of form. That the first step that he takes from his nature towards the Creator, this first step, already he already finds himself outside of the sensation of this world and puts him already in this path. He already feels that he's in this ladder. And then he constantly begins to advance, to advance, to advance towards the Creator. Meaning, in changing his nature, with suitability to the Creator, he advances to the Creator in equivalence of form, in equivalence of qualities, of attributes. For that, we have been created here, in this reality, and towards a reality called the Creator, which is a certain reality, that's what we need to reach. There is no Creator without the created being. There is no force that's just existing independently waiting for us to reach there. No. But we, when in our corrected form, when we find between us the right connection, then by that, we call this form the Creator. That's our Creator. Because from that same degree he created us, from that same sublime degree he created us, the Malchut of Ein Sof, and that is what we need to reach. Yes.
For this reason, they said in the Zohar, this is the reason why we reincarnate generation by generation through our current generation, which is the residue of the souls upon which the intention of creation has not been completed, as they did not attain the secrets of the Torah in the past generations. For this reason, they said in the Zohar, the secrets of the Torah and its mysteries are destined to be revealed at the time of the Messiah. And it is clear to anyone who understands that since they will be completing the intention of creation, they will be awarded the coming of the Messiah. Hence, inevitably, the secrets of the Torah will be revealed among them openly, since if the correction is prevented, they will be compelled to reincarnate. This will explain to you what we should ask about this interpretation in general. For who am I and who are my fathers that I have been awarded making the interpretation to expand the knowledge of the hidden secrets in the Zohar and the writings of the Ari? And moreover, why have we thus far found no other interpretation, no other to interpret this wisdom as openly as me?
Meaning here he's already transforming to a different kind of story, saying why in our generation specifically, and why also specifically through him, was the wisdom of Kabbalah revealed in our time that we need to realize it in the generation of the Messiah. Before that, is what's written here, is that clear? I think not.
תקרא שוב, ואינך רואה.
Read again, you therefore see.
ואינך רואה חיוב המוחלט המוצל על...
Now you can see...
יהיה מי שיהיה, לעסוק בפנימיות התורה ובסודותיה, שלא תושלם באדם כוונת הבריאה זולתה.
You can see therefore the other necessity for anyone from Israel, whoever it may, to engage in the internality of the Torah and its secrets.
We see that in our world, if we don't, there's nothing, if we don't engage in the correction of the soul. So what are we doing? We're just supporting our body to exist and live in the degree of an animal for a few years. That's it. There's nothing else more than that. Look at what all of the people in this world are dealing with, even worse than animals, because an animal holds its body, sustains it, as nature demands it to, and no more than that. And we are the opposite. That surplus of mind and emotion and heart and all we have in order to attain spirituality and to yearn for it, to rise above the degree of animal to the degree of speaking, with all those additional vessels that we have for spiritual attainment, we're putting them again into corporeal attainment. We're increasing our animal more and more and more until we reach a crisis that shows us that we're incapable to attain anything good in that way. Animals have no crises because they exist according to their necessity. Whatever is good for their body and no more, and that's what they do. They're limited to that. And man is not limited. Why? Because in addition to our bodily desires, we have greater desires than that. Jealousy, honor, lust, food, sex, family, honor, power, knowledge. We want to swallow everything up. And that's been given to us so we can rise to a spiritual attainment, to come out of this limited world to an eternal, infinite world. And we are taking all of these different attributes, these different inclinations in us, and we're using it for this world, for this lower world, meaning we're worse than the animals. Therefore, we need to understand what the purpose of life is, that you see the utter necessity for anyone from Israel, whoever he may be, to engage into the internality of the Torah and its secrets. Without it, the intention of the creation will not be completed in him. That he'll incarnate again and he'll reincarnate until he'll do what he needs to do. And every time he'll incarnate, he'll have more difficult incarnations because his bringing along that negative baggage from the previous incarnation that he didn't correct, that he wasted it on different benefits of this world. And now he's carrying this negative baggage of his to this current life, to this incarnation, and again he needs to correct it. And from every generation to generation, from every reincarnation, we become in a worse state. And this is the reason why we reincarnate, meaning we cannot finish our incarnation here as the final one, to rise to a higher degree. A generation comes and a generation goes. Until this generation, which is the pursuit of the souls upon which the intention of the creation has not been completed, as they did not attain the secrets of the Torah in the past generations. Meaning, it is a necessity. Meaning, the secrets of the Torah are the same upper systems that we need to attain, that their existence, their doing, our reality in them is called the secrets of the Torah. It's called a secret for now. If you discover it, then it will be revealed. That's what we need. For this reason, they said in the Zohar, the secrets of Torah and its mysteries are destined to be revealed at the time of the Messiah. Meaning in the time of the Messiah, meaning to the light that pulls out these souls upwards. So in such a generation, the secrets and the mysteries of the Torah will be revealed. There is the Torah that talks about actions in this world. Like in this world, we have to do all these different actions, right? Food, sex, family, honor, knowledge, power, and all these things. We engage in these things in this world in order to exist. So these are corporeal actions. But the spiritual actions, spirituality, is called the secrets of the Torah. Because they're secrets, they're mysteries, and that's what we need to reveal. That's why the Zohar said that one who does not reveal the secrets and mysteries of the Torah, he's been created for no reason, and he just wastes his incarnation. Right, that they'll be revealed at the time of the Messiah, that it's clear to anyone who understands that since... Go on, read.
Since they will be completing the intention of creation, and they will be awarded the coming of the Messiah. Hence, inevitably, the secrets of the Torah will be revealed among them openly. Since if the correction is prevented, they will be compelled to reincarnate.
So we have reached a state that we've wasted the previous incarnations, and now we have the opportunity to not let this incarnation just go by for no reason. So please, let's make the right effort and it will happen. Because our generation, our time, the states that are being now revealed as hatred for Israel, as pressure, as boycott, all these things are in order to pressure us to unite. There is no other result. We've learnt together with you today that it's all organized from above. There's nothing in this world that is considered new. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything is above the sun. Everything is cooked up there and comes down to our world. So everything that we see, that our enemies, our haters come to us, it's like they're blaming us, we are to blame. All of that has been decided from above. All of that according to the laws of nature. And therefore we have nothing to blame Obama, Ahmadinejad, or whoever, Merkel, Schmerkel, all those guys. Not right winged nor left wing. It's all been given to us in order to correct. Don't hate them, don't pay attention to them. All it is the state of the system. Look at them as a given system. That is my attitude towards the system, and it all depends on me. That's what everyone should say, and especially depends on the connection between us. If we unite, the entire world will necessarily enter correction. They don't need to think anything. They don't need to understand anything or do or not do. No such thing. That's why it says they all resemble beasts. If we make this correction between us, this connection between us, the entire world will connect properly between each other, and they'll connect properly to us. We have nothing else to do. That is the correction. And in our generation, that is what we need. This will explain what you need to ask about this interpretation in general that he wrote. Meaning on the interpretation of the Tree of Life. For who am I and who are my fathers that I've been awarded making the interpretations to expand the knowledge of the hidden secrets in the Zohar and the writings of the Ari? Moreover, why have we thus found no other interpret this wisdom as openly as me? In other words, before Baal HaSulam, we did not see a Kabbalist that knew how to interpret. That's what it's all about, to interpret as he does. I think you've all read, what's it called? his prophecy, how he asks from the Creator to lower him from his high degree, because he wants to write, he wants to help the people advance.
And
then he got a descent, so he could write something suitable for us, and then he started writing his Torah, his method. So we don't see any Kabbalist in any generation that gave such a simple, easy, approachable interpretation and explanation, scientific, emotional, in all different forms, right? That he interpreted all of the Zohar, he interpreted the writings of Ari, he prepared everything for us. Yes.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, World Kli. We're reading here about the secrets of Torah,
yes,
mysteries. My feeling, after learning so long about the taste of Torah and everything that happens in the spiritual world, and I think with respect to the mysteries of Torah, the mystery is to reach love your friend as yourself. Is there a greater mystery?
No, but the components, that is in general, but the system itself acts according to that rule, love thy friend as thyself. You can speak technically and say that it acts in an integral, in a whole manner, that all of its parts are in balance with mutual reciprocal relationships. In our emotion, it's interpreted as love thy friend as thyself. Because if I love someone, what does it mean to love? That I don't take myself into account, but that I take his desire, as he's explained to us, like the host with the guest, that he gives him his pillow, his chair. So I take the desire of the other, and I work to fulfill it. That's considered that I love him. So love thy friend as thyself is a phrase that explains to us the behavior of the system itself. It's like in the human body, in our body. If all the different organs are in this mutually supportive relationships, like all the systems, the blood system, the limbs, the lympha, all of these, if they're in mutual connection, then no part thinks of itself, but only of how the system will live as a whole. And that is called love thy friend as thyself. This law, that is what it's called in our words. You can read it in science, in technology, in equations.
So the way to reach it is everything that's hidden in the Torah. That's what the Torah explains to us. Without the secrets of how to rise above the will to receive and turn it to will to bestow, this is the big secret of Torah.
That's true. Torah speaks about that. But when you go out and connect to others, you begin to find in the connection between you the upper world, which meanwhile is concealed from you.
So we can simplify and say this is the secret of the Torah, the path to correction.
Of course, nothing else other than that.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Let's continue.
We're continuing the end of first column. Now we can see that because our generation is really the time of the Messiah, and we are all standing at the threshold of the complete correction, and the only prevention is the complete abandonment of the wisdom of the truth in this generation due to the difficulty of the language and the dispersion of the matters. In addition to all that, there is the smallness of the mind and the abundant troubles in our generation. Hence, when the Lord wishes to hasten the redemption of our souls, He has passed a privilege unto my hand to disclose the measure in this interpretation, and the will of God succeeded in my hand.
Meaning it's a very dark, confused generation. It has all these different toys in its life, and everyone's playing with these toys, right? Sport, television, different series, different confusions, wars, terrorism, sex, whatever you want. Everything in order to pull man away from correction. Also, from the negative side, when negative things are felt, and also from the good side, doesn't matter. And therefore, there has to truly be, how should I say, there has to be this literature, there has to be this preparation, this system that will pull man out of this nonsense towards correction. It's not simple. But we are following Baal HaSulam in building the system. And hopefully we'll be able to reach it. Other than the people of Israel, in the land of Israel, we don't need to correct anyone. All the rest will connect themselves. Don't worry about anything other than what's going on here. Especially, we have groups all over the world, each one in its place will do what he needs to do, and they'll help us to do our work here. That should be the emphasis, no doubt about that. But in every place, our friends will also make an effort to make these corrections. So, after these efforts of Baal HaSulam have become revealed, we have nothing else to do. Everything is ready for correction. In addition,
and I had another reason for making interpretation, this open interpretation, as it is written in the Zohar, one must learn a little even from nonsense. As it is written, as far as light excels the darkness. After I completed my time in the city of Warsaw, in Poland, in the state, I confined to my chamber, having nothing to do with the darkness of my surroundings, I have been blessed with settling in the holy city of Jerusalem. And when I walked among the people here, I saw the poverty of my people, the poverty of their mind. Their foolish laughter was in my ears as the noise of pots under the city, mocking and trampling the heart and soul of our yearnings.
He's talking about the 20s. He was in Poland in 1922, before the foundation of Israel, and before our nice government and the different parties, religious and non-religious, before all this celebration. Then he already said that he sees how the people are in this lowly state. In comparison to today, today there's no words even. What was that? Istadrut was founded in 1921. So I guess he writes for that as well, the union. That's all we needed for correction of the people, yeah? Go on.
Medabrim Sara al Hashem ve'al Torato ve'al Amo. Kol gadol shebechokhmat hakabala kula en kan bina vedat.
Slandering the Lord, His law, and His people in a loud voice, without any wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in the wisdom of Kabbalah at all. Rather, it is an assortment of words and names, and no sense, and no morals, only literal words. It is a privilege to chatter idle words in the written text with complete faith that they are holy things, and that thus the purpose of creation will be completed upon us. And when those engage in the literal text, with complete faith, increase in number, the Messiah King will come at once, for by that the whole correction will be completed and nothing more is needed. Finally, I met with the famous ones among them, people who have already worn out their years delving into the writing of the Ari and the Zohar. They have so succeeded that they have become proficient and conversant in all the writings of the Ari. They have a reputation as being the holiest people in the land. I asked them if they studied with a Rav who attained the internality of the matters, and they answered, "Heavens, no. There is no internality here whatsoever, but accurate texts given to us, and nothing more than that, God forbid." I asked them if Rav Chaim Vital had attained the internality of the matters, and they replied, "He certainly did not attain more than we do." I then asked them about the Ari himself, and they answered, "He certainly did not know the internality more than us at all, and all that he knew, he had passed on to his disciple, Rav Chaim Vital, and thus they came into our hands."
Meaning there's no attainment to an individual person by the study, by correcting himself and entering the sensation of the spiritual world. That's what they say, because they do not have attainment. They think the study in and of itself is what is required, just to study by rote what's written in the book. Not the correction of the inner attributes through which a person advances towards the revelation of the Creator and from there to attain the spiritual world.
I mocked them. How then were the matters composed in the heart of the Ari without any understanding and knowledge? They replied, "He received the composition of these matters from Eliyahu, and he knew the internality, since he's an angel. Here my wrath poured out on them, for my patience to be with them had ended."
But there's nothing to do. People are in it. I knew many people like that. I traveled with Rabash to, you know, when someone died, we used to go to offer our consolations, and I saw study. Just I saw how they study. Nothing more than that. What can you do? Everything will be clarified at the inner correction.
And when I saw that their folly had found roots in nearly everyone engaging in this wisdom at this time, woe to the ears that so hear. Will he even force the queen before me in the house? The holy Zohar had already mourned bitterly the denial of the sinners in their souls, saying that there are no internal secrets in the Torah. As it's written in Parashat Vayera, "Has the Torah come to show us fables and historic tales? Such stories and fables are found among the nations, other nations too." Our sages said that they uproot the plantations, for they only take malchut.
Meaning those who say there is no internality in the Torah, that you have to attain, that you have to correct yourself in love your friend as yourself, and by this you attain the purpose of the whole world, that they really distort the Torah.
What would the authors of the Zohar say in view of the culture of such sinful people, denying that there is any knowledge or wisdom in the words of the Zohar and the wisdom of the truth themselves? They say about the very secrets of the Torah that there is no knowledge or perception revealed in this world, but merely empty words. Thus they have come to force the holy divinity inside the king's palace. Woe unto them, for they have caused their souls harm. Our sages said that the holy Torah mourns before the Creator. Your sons have turned me into a song in public houses. But they do not even make of the Torah a semblance of a song, only frightening words to any listener that arise contentment and wrath. Furthermore, they wish to be rewarded like Pinchas, saying that they do it in complete faith. The writings say about them, "For as much as the people draw near, and with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their hearts far from me." And this is the reason for the ruin of the first temple. And the devil still dances among us precisely at the time of the Messiah, the time of the end of the secrets of the Torah. The zeal of the Lord of hosts came as fire that will not quench in my bones. Because of that, I have been awakened to disclose the Gaon to such an extent that they will know that there is wisdom in Israel. This has been among the primary reasons that made me come to this explanation.
So he's claiming that without his interpretation, his illumination, his commentary, one cannot truly discover what's written in the Zohar or the writings of the Ari, that you must have additional vessels here, and that's why he writes that it was given for the generation means to reveal the secrets, what's hidden.
You must see in every purpose and every goal that it is utterly simple. All the wit, the cleverness, and the many issues from during the preparation until the goal is reached. For example, when one wishes to sit in a house, he needs wit and knowledge in the design, in artisanship and in quality and quantity of the rooms and possessions. The final goal is but a simple thing, to dwell there. This is the meaning of the words, according to the beauty of man, to dwell in the house. It is a simple thought without any concepts and proliferation and without wit, but a simple will. Know that all the sophistications in the knowledge are mostly mistakes that should fall before the truth. Yet, the truth itself is simple without any wit. There is a secret in that, principally being the iron wall that separates us from our Father in the heaven. There are things that are hidden because of their great height and depth, and there are things that are hidden because of their extreme subtlety, like flies in the air, too thin to be seen. Since his light is such simple light, that the human mind, which feels only a tiny portion of something, simply does not perceive. It is like the smaller things from that measure, requiring an actual tool to see. This is so, because although not all of the depth of the height and the depth of the width are perceived, you can nonetheless perceive the proximate. However, with subtle things, it seems as though they do not exist at all, since you do not attain even the slightest bit of them. A question from Avi Moyal from Los Angeles about what you said before about Israel, about correction. So if all we need to do is correct Israel, then I feel that I need to move back to Israel as soon as possible.
No, we're not talking about this, but we need to support. No, nothing else. To support what we're doing here, and to perform corrections there. They too shall receive opportunities to participate in the general correction. But in truth, the main place for correction is here, the people of Israel in the land of Israel. But you see, there are groups. You see, we're having a congress in Moscow. More than 1,000 people will gather from all the states, Russia and adjacent countries. Look at the level of importance we're giving it, of course.
Ken.
Yes. Any more? I'm looking for new ones. You already No, you won't, okay. Old, but you still have desires. That's good. No questions? Yes.
Rav, usually Kabbalists, they're short-tempered. One who teaches. I wanted to ask about Bala Sulam. How did he have that strength to not stop, to keep going, to run? How could he not close in himself?
What would it give?
I really don't
understand you. How can it be that a Kabbalist feels the entire world like his children? He feels that he's holding the keys to their happiness in his hands. How can he not do anything about it?
We know he even met with Ben-Gurion.
And so?
And he went to Poland, and he went them, and he warned them, and he said,
yes.
I'm even willing to explain this to the rocks, and no one listened to him. Where did he get this strength to keep going and not say, I'm going to close myself in my small room?
No, you cannot afford it. You cannot afford to behave this way. How can it be? I don't understand. Why aren't you asking, how do you never miss a lesson?
I am asking. That's the wonder.
No, that's a wonder. Well, how can we do it? What about the correction? The bigger you are, the more responsible you feel. I mean, who am I compared to Bala Sulam? But even I, how can you not get up and teach and give more Torah, another push?
Rev, we see there's a story about the Ari who wanted to tell everyone to go to Jerusalem, and everyone had excuses that his wife doesn't let him and so on.
Yes.
But he himself, he already despaired. I don't know, despaired. He said, you're not going?
There's nothing we can do. It's always like this. The difference between the Kabbalist and his students, yes. Let's hope that we will break this pattern and we'll all connect and ascend together to Jerusalem. Quickly.
All the interpretations of the Torah came to us through books, usually with the support of... They usually came to us from people who were ultra-Orthodox. Why did it come that way? And are there other interpretations that we're not maybe aware of?
Up until the end of the 19th century, you didn't have people who were not religious. Who were not within the framework, the Jewish framework. Nothing like it existed. Wherever Jews lived, they were all seemingly religious. The Kabbalists were the only secular people, there are stories about them, how you can't study Kabbalah because someone who would study Kabbalah would light fire on Shabbat. And yeah, you'll ask, they'll tell you. They're all religious. If I want everyone to read my books, then I have to go to rabbis that are considered great and important in the eyes of the general public, and for them to give their agreements, their confirmations. That's what's important. Why did Bala Sulam bother to get endorsement from everyone? in addition to Rav Sonnenfeld and Rav Kook, who were from both ends of Judaism at that time, also from all the rabbi leaders. What did they know about the Sulam commentary? They didn't read, they didn't understand. But because it was great from Jerusalem, they gave him their endorsement. Why? Because he wanted the public, seculars will take it with them without interpretation, but the religious people would not take it without the endorsement. They would not even open the book without the endorsement. That's how they're brought up. First, when I look at the book, I have to say, look, it's written. Endorsement. If not, they're not reading it. They're not even opening it. Who am I? Maybe this book can corrupt me. And that's a true concept. That's why they required endorsement.
And for the future to come, it's not that way.
In the future, today we're breaking all those molds and all those conventions. Today we're putting the writings of Baal HaSulam and the writings of Rabash. We're bringing it to the main street, as it's. Not the way they wrote it. It's very difficult to understand for the common people to understand. Even religious, secular and religious. That's why we have to simplify it and bringing it to simple forms of easy to realize. Yes.
We're facing a very, very big weekend with preparation for Moscow Congress, and we have a special schedule starting today with Yeshivat Chavarim. We have a special meal and a lesson. Because the lesson we're going to have over the weekend. So how is our participation in this weekend, in this Shabbat? How can we get the maximum benefit out of this for preparation for the Congress?
Let's try to do it. Congress preparation has to be in connection, and the gradual connection. We will work in the importance, the goal, the steps for attaining the goal, the conditions by which we need to connect, because by these conditions we construct this web where the upper world is revealed, this network. And let's hope that in this work we will attain it. And we don't have to wait for the Congress. So this Saturday we can reach a state where we reveal the upper state.
So how can we reach this necessity that we want this now, and we're not waiting for a Congress or something, that we're now entering with full force, with full power, that with maximizing our efforts?
Just like Baal Sulam writes, if you wait for the next moment, it will take you many years. We shouldn't do it. We shouldn't think that there is going to be a better opportunity. There's no such thing. Every moment is the best opportunity. Don't think there's going to be another moment. The moment where I'm alive, I have to realize it. The next moment, I don't even know if I'll be alive. I don't know what will be there. I want to realize it like that. If we don't realize it like that, the world will turn to such a state that you would not even believe that we can survive the next moment. And it's all in order to obligate you to realize it here and now. So it's better not to wait. We need to, yes.
Yesterday we had a series of introduction lectures for Kabbalah. It was very successful. There are going to be classes opening from north to south.
What did you finish it? Maybe continue more intro lectures?
We had two main waves yesterday and last week, last Thursday. That was the masses. There was about 1,000 students that came and experienced it. And it's also an opportunity because we're going to have class opening all over Israel, so it's an opportunity for all those who weren't able to make it, and they can go for a free first session, because in every location there are going to be opening classes, big classes as well. There was also mass, and also it was very qualitative, so we invite everyone who didn't have a chance to join in. And you can come for the first free lesson. Part of it starts on Monday, part of it on Wednesday, but you can find out in the 1700 Naimba, and I'm sure there's a location close to everyone.
No, good luck. I hope we have many more new friends. We need everyone. More? Respect to the Congress or the Shabbat.
About the Congress, we have a question from St. Petersburg. What's the correct attitude between formal activities in the Congress to these heartly conversations between the schedules, you know, the after parties and things like that?
I see no difference. Why should there be a difference? When I enter the Congress, from the first moment, and it is recommended even from now and all the way to the end, the end is end of correction. I think only of one thing. How? By the connection, we attain the system called the upper world. How to feel in it the upper light that together with the upper world will give us the sensation of the Creator. I'm thinking only of this. Why would I think of anything less than this? What do I get out of it? It's one force, dictates my entire life, organizes everything. Why should I yearn for something less? What would it give me? Nothing. Nothing would change. So what's the difference? Either I'm in a gathering of friends or lecture or Q&A, culture, what difference does it make? I just yearn every moment. I see in every moment how do I get to a greater connection. I need to reach the point of connection in which I reveal this the upper world, just like that, a new extra sensory reality. Okay, that's what I have to reveal. We'll try and we will merit.
A message to conclude, Rav Lightman on 103 FM in Israel, Sunday 8 p.m. on 103 FM. You're welcome to listen, to ask questions on Rav Michael Lightman's official Facebook page. By that, we'll conclude. Thanks and have a great day or a night.
לכל אחד תפקיד מיוחד.